Well, senior night here, your lone senior Juergens picks up the win at 160 pounds, but more importantly, go 9-0 in duels this year. I think I had you tabulated for, and you get a big duel win over Cimarron. Kind of nice to close out here before regionals with a duel win.
Sure. We lost to Cimarron 2 years ago when we were supposed to be winning, and so none of these duels are pushovers. They move some people around. Hayes got a different guy tonight. Of course, the 113-pounder moved up to 120. Everybody's getting ready for regionals. You don't want to hurt a bad injury. And so you never really know how these things are coming. But we did really fine. There was more openings than I was planning on. But, our older kids come through. I thought Kyle wrestled really well against the defending state champion for just being back a week and a half. All those matches was really what I'd like to see from those kids. And I'm happy with the win here. Three duels at home. We haven't had three duels at home for eons since we was in the NWKL, I think. And that's really nice. Plus our own tournament. Next year, I believe there's a league tournament and things, but no duels. So we'll be shy on those, and it's really nice to go out with dual wins here. 9-0, it just keeps mounding up. That's in the good way. You always could have more or have less, but at least you win them all, and there's nothing better than that.
Absolutely. Didn't get really started wrestling till 126, and you start out with Lauren Froh, and he just really continues to improve as a freshman. He's right now probably be kind of iffy if he goes to regionals or not because of a kid ahead of him, but still a good start for him and get you guys going on the winning side tonight.
Well, I guess we're going to see three really good challenge matches in the room this beginning into this week and beginning of next week because they got to decide that thing. We don't just pick them on their smile, and they'll get a chance to prove themselves up and do that. My young kids are looking tough. My heavyweight that's never wrestled before, looking tough. 220 may have dropped down a little bit here, got her head pushed down, ended up on her belly, bad position for big guys. The heart and the tries there, it's not left. If they go out in mind that they aren't going to do really well, they have good intentions and work real hard at it.
It would be a tough match for Kale 182, the Newton kid from Cimarron who bumped up and wrestled Wyatt pretty tough. And that was kind of a big match. Unfortunately, didn't go your way. But, there's next week and kind of that wide open field.
Yeah, it's all wide open. You can wrestle that probably 9 more weeks and it'll be different every time. But you're going to have your best game. I thought Kale still put himself in a couple of bad positions on his feet. We again went from our feet straight to our back. We didn't give up any points, but as an experienced varsity wrestler, you got to learn that your back isn't the first thing that hits the mat when you get knocked off of them. So there's some places to work, but he's a listener. It'll be a good deal. No foul, no damage. He'll be right back after it and fighting for one of those spots next week.
Are you liking kind of where your team is at this time of the year, despite kind of all the injuries that you've had to deal with and whatnot this year?
Well, it's better than it was 2 weeks ago. When we was at Lexington, I thought the world was ending. So you never can tell. Kids are pretty resilient. I guess you would always fall back on that in a hurry. But as we're looking right now, we're going to get by the cold thing, flu, whatever it is. We're going to get by the shoulders and knees and fingers and toes, and hopefully we'll be as good as we can be because this is the year and the day we got.